So Sipuel versus Board of Regents of the University of Oklahoma. Beyond that, the petitioner contends that the separate but equal doctrine is basically unsound and unrealistic, and in the light of the history of its application, should now be repudiated. So there we have the next thing we're testing, and the lawsuit tested the meaning of our nation's Constitution and quality of its conscience. Thurgood Marshall called to say that the Supreme Court had granted your mother's petition. Even before the Supreme Court heard the case, it was having an effect. Letters were coming to your mother. Some were good and some were bad.
Mm-hmm.
One called her a stringy-haired, tall, skinny, sallow-faced negress.
Yeah.
Who was only a few generations from the jungles of Africa. Mm-hmm. How sick.
Yeah. Letters were going to Chickasaw. Mom talked about this one letter that just said something about nigger girl or something, and the letter was delivered to our house. I mean, it didn't have any address on it or anything, but the post workers in Chickasaw knew well enough who they were talking about that the letter was delivered to our house in Chickasaw.
Well, one letter addressed to Ada Lois Sipuel, Nigger, Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's it.
And it came directly to her
it.
House.
That's it. But strangely enough, they had white people that even attended the NAACP conference in Chickasaw. So Mom knew enough to know that everybody was not against her.
The college paper of the Oklahoma Daily wondered if she could maintain an acceptable grade average.
Well, everybody did, because keep in mind, no African-American students had attended classes with white students since statehood. It was against the law. Nobody knew whether these rumors they heard about inferiority and those kind of things were true. Even though, as I mentioned before, you had a lot of black people from Oklahoma who would go out of state and go to the same white universities all around the country, get their degrees, come back and teach, they still thought that there was something inferior about African-Americans that would enable them not to be able to compete in the academic world with whites.